Wet Nose Wednesday, a little trick or treat safety coming up with Natalie and Emmett.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
All thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet, Natalie and Emmett.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, Emmett is your dog.
Emmett is my dog.
Yeah.
And today he is going to talk about Halloween safety. He's written notes for me, so I'm just reading his notes.
He is that smart. I know. Yeah. Maybe I should turn his microphone on. There we go. Microphone is on.
He's in his little Halloween tie, too.
Oh, nice.
So that's one of the little Halloween safety tips. Some pets, you can, if you want to dress up your pets,
yes.
Some pets are okay with it,
right.
And some do not like it.
Right.
So you just kind of have to go with what your pet wants to do. You shouldn't really force them. If you are having trick-or-treaters over, like if you're going to be passing out candy,
right.
Please keep your pets like in a room or like behind a gate or something so that way they can't just run out.
Yeah.
Even if your pet is super friendly, you never know. They could just run out.
Yeah.
People are going to come up with different costumes, masks. They could get
and then
scared.
The doorbell goes off all the time.
Yes.
Our cat, the Ring doorbell will go off and... You hear a growl. Like she's at the door.
That's funny. Not Emmett. So Emmett would be one that would just go right up to the door. He might bark,
yeah.
But he'll want to say hi to someone.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's like, no.
Yeah, sure.
But he's small enough where I can just pick him up in my arms. Okay. Also, you please get a picture of your pet. So like the day before, well, the day of trick-or-treating, get a picture. So that way you have a recent picture in case they do escape. Make sure that they have an identifying tag on them. For a dog, their dog license or your phone number. For a cat, same thing. But cats do need to have breakaway collars. That way they don't get caught on something.
Mm-hmm.
And also... If you are coming back from trick-or-treating with lots of sweet treats, keep them out of reach of your pets.
Not on the counter.
Not on the counter. Not,
right.
Even if you like take a bite and throw some in the trash. Yeah. I know some dogs like to get into the trash.
Uh-huh.
So just be aware of that.
Right. Emmett's kind of chilling in the chair there.
He is. Yeah. He's a good boy. Oh, and he has his bow tie on, too.
Bow tie and a tie.
He doesn't mind
styling.
Being dressed up.
Styling. Now, Emmett was a from the shelter.
He was being turned into the shelter.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
He has official name, though.
His official name is Emmett Von Fluff.
That's right.
Yes. It was Emmett, and then I added Von Fluff on it.
Von Fluff. He's kind of black and fluffy.
He is. He's a nice little guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then last week, we brought in Hank. And
Hank
is still looking for a home.
Ah, all right.
So if you are interested in adopting Hank or any of the other adoptable pets, you can visit our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. You are also more than welcome to stop in the shelter, 4550 Fostoria Avenue. We are there Tuesday through Friday from 12 to 5 and Saturdays 12 to 3.
Well, trick-or-treat downtown Findlay last Saturday went well. Emmett made all the stops.
Yes, he did. He made all the stops. He got lots of snacks. A little bit too much for him. His, snack bin is
overflowing.
Is overflowing,
huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Had to take some of the shelter pets to share. But, it was very good. So thank you, everyone, for stopping out and all the businesses. It was a really good time.
Awesome. It's all thanks to a Legacy Lawn and Pet Wet Nose Wednesday with the Hancock County Humane Society. Natalie, Emmett, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.